Well, we pray this morning, I'd like for all the children that will to come on down front and help me with a little story, okay? Where do you want to sit? There? Okay. Since I got a cord without a mic without a cord, then I can go anywhere you want. Any more boys and girls? Oh, here they come. Here they come. Heather, Rachel, Rebecca, Julie. Julie, you're getting big. Come on up here. Well, you can go anywhere you want, Julie, but I'd put my dress down if I was you.
Here. Okay.
How many of you know the story of Samuel? Put your hands up. Come on, don't be bashful. You know the story of Sam. I'm going to preach about Samuel this morning. And so I thought I'd tell you that. Whose little sister is this? This is your little sister? Okay. You can sit with your big sister. Okay. I want to give you the background, then I won't have to preach all the whole story, okay? And then when we pray, will you stay down here and pray with me this morning, like the teens did last week? Okay. You all know the story. Who was Samuel's mother? You said you knew the story. Come on, hurry up. You forget. Was it Hannah? How many think it was Hannah? You're right. Anyway, she wanted a baby? That's right. Hannah didn't have any children. And so she went to the house of God to pray. And while she was there praying, the old priest Eli saw her praying. And he thought she was being silly. He saw her mouth going, but she wasn't really praying out loud. Do you ever pray sometimes just kind of in your heart, in your mind? You do. I do too. But her mouth was going. And she wasn't making any noise. And so the priest says, don't be silly. This is the house of God. And she says, I'm not being silly. I was praying and asking God if I could have a child because I don't have any child. And the priest said, well, God has told me you can have a baby. You go on home, and in a year from now, you'll have a little boy. And she did. And in a year from then, she had a little boy named Samuel. The thing is, from the time Samuel was born, she knew that she had to give him to God. She wanted to give him to God. Didn't she have to? And so when Samuel was about as old as some of you, I'm not just sure how old. How old are you, Matt? Nine. Maybe he was nine. I'm not sure. But anyway, she dressed him all up and took him to the house of God. And he was going to live there and be a special person. God wanted Samuel to become a great prophet. And you know, he did become a great prophet. When he got old, he preached to the whole nation. There never had been a prophet that preached to the whole nation before, all from one end to the other. And he anointed two kings, Saul and David. That was pretty big. But you know how God began to speak to Samuel? When he was about maybe 9 years old, who knows? He slept in the house of God with the old priest Eli. Eli was down the hall, and Samuel was in his own little room. One night, the lights were out. Everybody had gone home, and it got quiet. And the old priest went to sleep, because you could hear him snoring in the other room. And Samuel could hear owls outside. He could hear the crickets. He could hear the wind blowing in the trees. But he couldn't go to sleep. And all of a sudden, what did he hear? He heard something saying, Samuel, Samuel. And he got up out of bed. I don't know if he put his slippers on or not. Maybe he didn't have slippers. I don't know. Did he? Yeah. He ran down the hall. He went into Eli's room. And he said, what do you want? He thought maybe Eli was sick or something, needed a drink of water. But Eli was sleeping. And he woke up and he said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. You must be having a bad dream. But Samuel knew he wasn't having a bad dream, but he went back anyway, and he lay down, and he's trying to be quiet, and it got quiet again. And he could hear the wind blow, and he could hear the owls, and he could hear the crickets. And he heard this, Samuel! He says, there's that old priest again. And he got up, runs down the hall, and he said, what do you want? And Eli said, what in the world did you have for supper last night? You better not eat it anymore. You're having a nightmare. Go back to bed. Samuel said, I'm not having a nightmare. But he went back to bed. And the third time it came to him, he heard his voice, his name being called, a voice. And this time when he went to hear down the hall to say, what do you want? The old priest began to get smart. And he realized that God was talking to Samuel and calling him by his name. And so the old priest said this to that boy. Now listen. Some of you can't listen because I know you can't, but he said, the next time you hear your voice, your name being called, you're to say this, speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Can you say that? Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Right? Samuel said, I'll try to remember that. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. And he went back and he got in bed and he got real quiet and he says, I wonder if it'll happen again. And he lay there and he listened. Real quiet. He heard, Samuel. Samuel. And he said, speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. And God said, Samuel, I'm calling you to a very special work. And you're going to be my prophet. And you're going to tell people what I want them to hear. Will you do it? And Samuel said, yes, I will. Isn't that a good story? And that's how it all began. Did any of you ever hear God call you? Becca? You've heard, you think so? Was it a real voice or was it just?
I was sitting on a rock at my grandma's house and someone said, I thought I heard Becca and I ran to my brother. He didn't call. I ran to my parents. They didn't call. So.
Isn't that wonderful? Ben, did you think you heard God call you sometime? When was that? Lots of times. You know, this might seem fantastic to you, and yet you stop to think about it. It is not. Because God speaks to children all over this world. God is very near to children. The thing is, He's just as near to you and to me as He is to children, but somehow we tune our ears to different things. And this is a wonderful story, this story about Hannah and Samuel. And God calling. And I'd just like to say to you children, and I'd just like to say to you children, that if we hear God calling, what are we supposed to say? Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Can you say that? Speak, Lord, for your servant hears you. Okay, now it's time to pray. Will you join me at the altar? You want to do that all around at the altar? Can you be real quiet for a little while? We'll pray a real short prayer this morning. Okay. Let's pray. Anybody else that wants to come to the altar, you come. This is kids' time today at the altar. Okay. Come on. You want to come in here? Okay. Anybody else? Come here, Rachel and Rebecca. You can come right here. Come on, Julie. Do you know the Lord's Prayer? Okay, we'll close with that, all right? And if you don't know it, you can just fake it. Come here, Julie. Come on. Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you that you speak to them. We believe that you do. We pray that you'll help our hearts to be open and tender. And we pray that by your Spirit, through your word, through your servants, through your church, through dads and moms, and just any way you want to, that you will speak to these boys and girls and help them to listen. Help them to be like Samuel to say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Lord, there are so many other petitions we have today, and we'll try to remember them all from time to time. But we know the children don't have a long attention span, and so we commit all these things to you. And we love you, and we pray that each person here today might have their needs met through Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks a lot. Back to your seat.